If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So what would America taste like if you mixed it all up, put it into a blender, and made a drink out of it? Nikki's off this week. She's in Cuba. Claudia Marquez is filling in.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. So Mountain Dew is celebrating Memorial Day. That was last weekend, big holiday in the States. And they're celebrating by making a drink that combines 50 different flavors.
And you're asking what that should taste like?
Well,
gross.
50,
gross. I can tell you right now, my kids love to make potions. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They love to mix all kind of juices and pops together and then taste it as a challenge. Mm-hmm. And it always tastes gross.
Like a cesspool, yeah.
Like every time.
Yeah. But, you know, you have to entertain your kids and say, it tastes lovely.
No,
yes,
I
love it.
It's gross.
You're just cold-hearted. So 50 being a flavor for all 50 states, right? So Mountain Dew isn't saying what exactly is in it. But according to reviews, the taste is, it's kind of a grape berry kind of tropical taste.
Okay.
So they've probably just thought of 50 different fruits and put it all together. But I got to wondering, you know, if 50 represents 50 states, then what would each individual state taste like?
Yeah. What are you bringing to the table?
Yeah. So what would a state, like, what would you be your favorite go-to state, Claudia?
I would have to say Florida because I go every year.
Florida?
Yeah.
And so what would it taste like then?
I would say sunshine, but I could also say snowbirds.
Yeah.
So Canadian. So
yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah,
sunshine
Canadian.
And snowbirds. I like that. Maybe some citrus, some orange. I know there are a lot of like orange groves down there in Florida.
Yeah, that in Georgia. They've got a lot of peaches as well.
Yeah.
I thought maybe Florida could taste like elderly Canadian. So
snowbirds. Yeah, okay.
But maybe a tinge of old. What about, what would your go-to state be, Sam?
I love the mountains. I would have to go with like Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would that
Colorado.
Taste like? I'm scared of your
answer.
Been there
a few times. No, it's very rustic there. Let's see, like lots of Birkenstocks. So like maybe some like, you know, old sandal.
Maybe tree huggers.
Tree huggers, some hemp jewelry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like, a tinge of Dorito because, you know, you get the munchies every day when you're in Colorado.
That's right. With some craft beer.
Yeah.
Very earthy tastes in Colorado, yeah.
Very good.
How about you?
Well, I thought New York would be good thing.
Yeah.
New York would have a lot of taste. It would probably be a grimy taste. It'd probably be a little bit of a dirty taste.
Yeah. Maybe subway ratty.
Yeah, maybe a hint of exhaust fume.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe a bit of Paxi in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Some yellow in there for that. Yeah,
yeah. Like the odor things that they have in all the taxis.
Pretzels and hot dogs and all of that good
and
stuff.
And don't forget the tinge of freedom. You have to get the taste of freedom in there, too. Right?
And yours would actually be the most expensive one.
That's right.
Probably $30 US for one of those.
Well, this drink, you can only get it in the US, and I'm not sure how long it's going to last. I can't see this being a mainstay for Mountain Dew.
What about Montreal? What does Montreal taste like nowadays?
Oh.
Well, it would be served in an orange cone.
Yeah. Oh, good.
That's
good point.
For sure.
Good point.
I would think it'd have a poutine taste to it. I haven't lived in Montreal my whole life, but I've quickly realized that poutine, smoked meat, those are some staples.
Yeah.
Montreal synonymous with
a little bit of asphalt as well, called concrete, you know, all the potholes they have to redo. Yeah.
And if you're having breakfast right now, good luck.
Well, if you have had it, let us know. Give us a text at 92925. I'd love to know what it tastes like. If you were sick after, if you gained multiple pounds, because I can't see it being the most healthy thing. But anyway, I don't think it's going to last on the shelves too long.
It's a marketing stunt.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So how soon is too soon when it comes to dating? We're talking about age here, not how many dates you know, how many times you've talked to this person online or anything like that. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Good morning. Claudia filling in for Nikki this week. Nikki's off working on her tan in Cuba. And Claudia, you are kind of going through a rite of passage as a mother right now, aren't you?
Yeah, last Wednesday, my life changed forever. I became second in my son's eyes.
What happened?
Well, my little Noah, he's 11, and Wednesday night when I got home from work, he said, Mommy, he's like, tomorrow night after school, I'd like to go with a couple of friends and bring this lovely girl that I like for an ice cream.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, nice. Okay, not too bad. I was like, Mommy, I'd really like for you to give me some of my money, but enough so that I could pay for her.
Oh, classy. So it begins.
So, I was really proud of him for being a gentleman.
Yeah.
That was okay. But my heart stopped. I was, okay, so he likes this little girl and it's really cute. But it still felt very awkward because he's 11. And when I was 11, I was still playing with Barbies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
G.I. Joe for me. Yeah.
There you go. So we come from the same generation.
Yeah, that's right.
And now this little guy who's in grade 5 wants to be a gentleman to this girl that he likes. It's cute. But it's like a mini date.
What do you know about the girl? I mean, do you know if she has feelings for him too? I mean, do you know where they stand? Do you know the parents? I mean, there's so many questions before your little one goes off, you know, right, running into the sunset.
Well, they're not hitting puberty yet. They're not teenagers. They're preteens. I think it's still very all innocent at this point. It's all friends hanging out, But for me, it hit home and I was like, well, wait a minute. How am I going to deal with this really when he's a teenager and he truly starts dating officially? Yeah. It's a lot to take in
as a mom. He's 11, right?
He's 11.
Well, first of all, I'm jealous of the game that he has at 11 right? years old. I mean, I started dating when I was probably 16, 17 years old. So good for him. Did you here's a question. Did you spy on him? Did you kind of do a drive-by of the ice cream shop?
So no, because I was on air.
Oh.
But I did text my husband and said, look, if you're near, can you please drive by? But he got stuck at work. But the cute thing is, I told him to be home for 5. My parents were at home. And he showed up at 5 and said, Grandpa, Grandma, I walked her home, made sure she got home safely, and walked back home.
Classy.
With the chivalry. Cute.
Oh, yeah. He's got it figured out. You know what? he could teach Sam and I a couple things, I'm pretty sure.
So did you encourage him to go on this date? I mean, did you try and play it down and say, well, no, it's better you just go as friends? Or did you try and sort of like encourage them to go out as
a group of friends?
Well,
that's kind of like what they did, right? That's what sold me on it, was the fact that his best friend was going. Okay. And he was also going with this girl that he liked. So they were a group of 4 or 5 kids. But the fact that he wanted to pay for her, to me, made it more official, you know?
Wow, good on him.
But yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I trust him. And they're a group of friends. But, I mean, I wouldn't let him go on a date with just her.
Is there a second date? Is there going to be a second date?
No, I don't think so.
You know, this is it?
Well, I mean,
kind of just feeling the waters.
Where do you go for ice cream? Like, no, from ice cream at 11 years old.
Like, they like each other. Yeah, they're going to be going to the big restaurant there that just opened up in Montreal soon.
There you go, red carpet.
Well, Diane, you can relate. You were 12 years old when you went on your first date, right?
Yes, I was.
And how did it go?
I was also like Claudia. I was still playing with dolls, and it was a friend of mine's brother that wanted to go out with me. He was like 2 years older, but I was like, I don't know, he's cute, but I'm not sure. And we did go out. Well, out was like for a soda, and then we had gone out another time to eat hot dogs, and then it ended there. And then we met again 6 years later when I was 18. And we've been happily married for 35 years.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. That's so romantic. So what you're saying is that this lovely little girl could end up being my daughter-in-law?
Possibly.
Is that what you're telling me?
I hope you like her. I hope you like her, Claudia. Diane, thanks so much for the call.
No problem. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
This texture says, I too was 11 when I first started liking a boy, and we'll call it dating, but it wasn't until 14 when we were in a serious relationship.
Wow.
Well, I think dating is a strong word for what they're doing, to be very honest, you know, because they're kind of hanging out. But eventually, when they're teens, they will start officially dating. And I don't know how my heart will take it.
Well, you're a mother-in-law now. Let's just put it that way. So here's a couple things how you can manage, if you're in Claudia's shoes, how you can manage when your teen or preteen starts going on that first date, when they start hanging out with the opposite sex, just one-on-one. Remember that dating is tough. And we've all been there before. Remember how tough it was when we first started dating? We can never get anything right. So now you're son or daughter, you're in their shoes now, and things are tough for them too. So
it's
even though it might
awkward.
Be yeah even though things seem easy for us, for them everything's new and everything is awkward. You're right. Manage your thoughts and feelings. So Claudia, you know this, you're going through a lot right now. You said you don't know how to handle it, but you've got to be the bigger person. You have to be the adult. You have to, you know, manage your feelings on this.
Act like you got it all together.
Yeah, exactly. And accept that this is real and that's life, right? Yeah.
Yep. Reinforce your values. So you spent your whole life teaching your son or your daughter about the good and the bad behaviors. So you have to model how you deal with the great and terrible emotions of dating too. You've got to keep hitting home those values that you've already taught your son for the last 11 years. Talk and listen. So your son, Claudia, is going through a lot right now, right? He's got these new feelings. He doesn't know how to, you know, maybe this girl won't want to hang out again. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have to...
He may be heartbroken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that could be tough for him. But you just have to listen to him and talk to him and just kind of get a gauge of where he is. Mm-hmm. And lastly, you have to trust your son.
Right.
You have to trust him. Mm-hmm. He's going to make mistakes. It's fine. Everybody does. But at the end of the day, he's your son. You've raised him well. If you trust him it'll all work out. Mm-hmm.
And so far, so good, I think.
The proof is in the pudding. He didn't let you down.
Very, very easy things to do. Hopefully it works out. I hope he goes on a second date this week. I'd love to get an update.
Oh, well, I'll keep it a secret this time around, I think.
He probably loves that we're talking about this right now.
No, I think he hates it, so I'll give him a little privacy.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.